Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
I'm Tom.
Hey, we're still on our TOEIC unit. It's day two. And this time, we've got a sample interview for you to listen to. And it's between the interviewer, of course, which is going to be Tom. Just FYI, if you can't tell whose voice is doing the interviewer. And the candidate is a woman, a girl.I would say she's a woman. She's a graduate from AMC High.
Yay.
Yay. She's trying to get into her choice of university. And she even has her major picked out and things like that. So we're going to go over some of the words that are in this particular interview.
This is her interview. So let's tune in and listen, and we'll be right back to discuss it. Good afternoon. Please have a seat.Could you start by introducing yourself?
Thank you. My name is Gloria Lee, a graduate from AMC High. I'm keen on joining your esteemed university's environmental science program.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Gloria. What attracted you to our university and this major?
My passion for environmental science stems from a deep interest in understanding and preserving our natural world.I'm drawn to this university because of its focus on research and community engagement. The notable contributions from your faculty, especially in sustainable urban planning, further convince me this is where I can best grow and contribute.
Could you share any related experiences from high school?
At school, I led a project converting an unused space into a community garden.Promoting sustainability, and serving as an educational hub. Moreover, I interned with a local environmental NGO last summer, assisting with water quality testing and data analysis. Both experiences deepened my commitment to environmental science.
You've been quite proactive. Did you face any challenges during the project?
During the garden project, some administrators were worried about maintenance costs.I assembled a team to devise a comprehensive plan, demonstrating the garden's long-term value and cost-effectiveness. We secured their backing, and the garden now thrives.
Impressive approach. All right, let's talk about your other activities.
Sure, I'm ready to discuss them.
Okay, everybody, it's time for us to discuss the contents of our lesson for today.
Yep.
This is Gloria's University Application Interview. Again, it's face-to-face. It might be in their actual office or it might be online. It depends on where she's applying. And the interviewer says, good afternoon. Please have a seat. Could you start by introducing yourself? So in this particular case, we can tell that it is a face-to-face interview because the interviewer has asked,Gloria to sit down. Please have a seat. You wouldn't do that in an online call. They're already seated at that point.
Yeah, most likely. I can't imagine standing up. Although I've seen some podcasts recently where somebody prefers to stand up and talk.
Might be, yeah.
Yeah, I'd rather sit down. Anyway, he, of course, says, could you start by introducing yourself? This is where you're going to use that background introduction of yourself, the prep work. So know exactly what you want to say so you don't waste a lot of their time. Usually these interviews are not too long. Could be 30 minutes. Don't waste some of your time stumbling around with what you want to say. So Gloria says, my name is Gloria. I'm a graduate from AMC High. And she tells them she's keen on joining their esteemed university's environmental science program. Now, if you're going to a U.S. university, there are different programs in different universities. So make sure what you want to study is offered, of course, at the university you're applying for. If you're keen on something, this is a word I think they use more in the U.K. than we do in America, but you should know what it means. It means you're enthusiastic about something. You're very interested in something. I'm keen on this. So she's very enthusiastic. She's interested on joining their esteemed university. You see what she does there? She kind of flatters them. you know, she gives them a compliment, your esteemed university's program.
Right, it's respected, lots of people have heard of it, and it has a good reputation. And in this particular case, it's their environmental science program. That's the department. And the interviewer has another question here. Well, it's a pleasure to meet you, Gloria. And here we go with the interview. What attracted you to our university and this major? In other words, why do you want to attend our university as opposed to other universities? And why are you interested in this major? Of course, if you go to university, you have a major. It's a common question when you meet other students. What's your major? Well, I'm majoring in secondary education, or I'm majoring in pre-med, or whatever. Those are different majors that people have when they attend university.
Yeah, I always ask people that, even today. We've got some college kids at church, and I'll say, hey, what are you majoring in? It's always interesting to see what people are interested in. I discovered someone was an artist I never knew before.
Majoring in art.
Yeah, there you go. So she's keen on getting into their environmental science program. Well, the interviewer is pleased to meet her. I think it's a very nice thing to say after you meet somebody. It's a pleasure to meet you. It's even nicer than saying, oh, it's nice to meet you. So it's a pleasure to meet you. She's got a passion for environmental science. Where does the passion come from? That's what the word stems, or this verb phrase stems from. If you stem from something, that's where you come from. Stem, think of a limb on or a branch on a tree. That's a stem, or a stem on a flower. It has roots. It comes from the root. So it stems from what? What does she have that makes her want to, you know, follow up on this pursuit? She has a deep interest, not just an interest, a very deep or strong interest in understanding and preserving our natural world. She wants to keep the earth looking beautiful and preserving it for future generations that come behind us. Right now, we're making a lot of trash. I can tell you that much.
Lots of plastic in the ocean.
Oh, yep, absolutely. And masks all over.
Oh, those two. I see them on the ground everywhere. That's very irresponsible to do that.
Yeah.
But again, maybe as a child, she liked the outdoors. She used to go into the forest all the time and go hiking. So she became interested in the environment. And she wants to protect the environment and to preserve our natural world. And then she gets more specific about this particular university. I'm drawn to this university, or I'm attracted to this university, because of its focus or emphasis on research and community engagement. That's what makes this university special, because it focuses on research, and also it focuses on getting involved with the community. That's what engagement means. You interact with other people one-on-one. You're directly involved with them. So the university probably has some programs that try to work with the community, with the local government or whatever, to make improvements in the local environment.
Right. So the notable contributions from your faculty, especially in sustainable urban planning, further convinced, she was already convinced, but further convinced gave her even more reason why she wanted to go to school there. If something's notable, it's something you take note of, you pay attention to it, it's worthy of noticing. So she was very impressed, you could say, with the contributions from the faculty there. Contributions can be in many different forms. You can contribute with your time. You can contribute your talents. You can contribute money. You can contribute food, clothing, things like that. I knew a lady who would knit blankets for mothers who lost their babies after they were born in the hospital. Very sad, but it was such a kind thing to receive when your heart was sad. So contributions can come in lots of different ways. These are contributions from the faculty. We talk about all of the professors at a school and all of the teachers. There are full professors, assistant professors, or associate professors, adjunct professors. There are a lot of teachers. But we all call them faculty. Don't talk about the school's faculties, guys. It's kind of like the staff at a particular company. We just use it in a non-count way.
Other words related to that would be the staff. Don't say staffs. The staff at our company, the crew of a ship, for example, or the crew in an airplane, or the audience that is watching a performance.
Equipment, information, audience is good too. Yeah.
Yeah. So, of course, this is the faculty, and they've made notable contributions to the local environment, especially in sustainable urban planning, building buildings and structures that go along well with the environment. They don't create a lot of waste, and they can be used over and over again. And these factors further convinced me this is where I can best grow and contribute. This is the best place for me to go as opposed to other universities. And the interviewer has another question here. The question is, could you share any related experiences from high school? Yeah, what did you do in high school or maybe even junior high school? What did you do that was related to this particular field? Did you do any of these things? Did you focus on community engagement? Did you work on sustainable urban planning? Did you, clean up beaches or things like that? Do all sorts of things that are related to environmental protection?
Yeah, because she's talking about the fact that she likes the university's focus on research and community engagement. How does that university reach out to the community and help the community with all that they've learned and all of the research they've done? Well, she says at school, I led a project, and what they did on the project was convert or transform, you could say, an unused space into a community garden. Sometimes I'll walk by places in Taipei, and there will be empty lots. And
lots of those, yeah.
Weeds growing, you know. Sometimes they've already torn the buildings down, but weeds are growing, and I think, oh, that would be a great place for a community garden. I think more and more you're seeing community parks being built, right? But
right.
A community garden is anyone can come and participate. You help plant, you help take out the weeds when they grow, and you help harvest things. And then people can learn how to grow their own fruits and vegetables, which is very important because you want to be eating good food and not food that is full of drugs and chemicals that we have today. So that was one of her projects, and I think that's a great example. She talks about serving as an educational hub that the garden did. A hub, just kind of a central place where other things come together. We talk about airports being hubs. If you fly to Chicago, they've got so many different terminals that a lot of planes fly there first and then they go to smaller cities. That's
right.
A hub.
I need to go through several hubs when I go back home. Of course, I'm from the country, quite far away from cities. And this is an educational center or an educational hub. And she was also the leader of that project.
Yeah.
She wasn't just a participant. She actually led that project. And I suppose it was successful. Moreover, or in addition, also, I interned with a local environmental NGO last summer, assisting with water quality testing and data analysis. So she interned there, which means she basically worked there, but she wasn't getting paid. It was like working there for the experience and not so much for the money. So she was an intern there. It was a local environmental NGO, which means non-governmental organization. It's not a company that's trying to make a profit. It's actually a non-profit organization, I guess you could say. And she did that last summer. And what they did was they conducted tests for water quality, and then they analyzed the data. So this could help out the environment to make sure that everybody has clean water.
That's right. So both of these experiences that she shared deepened her commitment to environmental science. So the interviewer goes on to ask, well, you've been quite proactive, or that's a statement, actually. If you're proactive of your own free will, you just want to do something, and so you do it. You aren't forced to do it. You aren't begged into doing it. No one has to say do it or else. And it's quite nice if you're an employee and you're proactive. Your boss will appreciate that. It's nice to find people who are proactive. The difference between proactive and aggressive is aggressive takes on that feeling that you're very selfish and you're trying to push other people out of the way. Don't use the word aggressive in an interview ever, guys. Always say you're proactive. And you don't need other people, you know, giving you work all the time. You can find things or find ways to help. That's a wonderful attribute. Did you face any challenges during the project? What did she say, Tom?
Yeah, were there difficult things to do in that project? And here Gloria says, well, during the garden project, some administrators were worried about maintenance costs. Mm-hmm. So that was one problem or one challenge that she faced in this particular project. We have administrators here. They're people who are in charge, the bosses, basically. And, of course, they have to worry about the budget and how much money they have and stuff like that. So they were worried about maintenance costs, which means how much does it cost to keep something in its original condition? Do you have to keep going in there and changing things around or fixing things? They were concerned that maybe this is going to be too expensive because we're going to have to keep going back in there and fixing stuff.
Yeah, remember, an administrator is someone who just shuffles paper around. They're not someone at a school who, if you have an administrator at the school, they usually aren't teaching. They're just, you know, handling issues at the school. I've seen how some of our universities now cost so much because we keep hiring more administrators instead of teachers, which is insane. So if you're an administrator in a company, you probably have more of a management position, as Tom said. And these administrators were actually worried about maintenance costs. Yes, you can have a community garden, but you need people who are willing to fund some of the things that you need, like seeds and good soil, and if you use fertilizer, what you're going to use for that. So, yeah, maintenance costs are the charges that you have to pay to keep something looking good. Maybe I have maintenance costs in my apartment. Every year I get my AC, my air conditioner, cleaned, and I consider that a maintenance cost. It keeps my air conditioning bill lower. So we all have maintenance costs, especially if you have a car. So what did she decide to do? This is how proactive she was. She assembled or gathered a team together to devise or create, come up with a comprehensive plan, a plan that looked at everything that they needed to be spending money on and how they could come up with something that would help the garden's long-term value and cost effectiveness. This sounds like somebody who really is proactive and somebody you want to be in your university or on your team if you have a company.
Universities want the top students because universities are businesses and they want to make money. And yes, she assembled a team. She put it together. She interviewed people and she talked to people and she made choices of people who could be on that team.
Yeah.
And this is a comprehensive plan. It included all sorts of details. And this plan demonstrated the garden's long-term value and cost effectiveness. So she wanted to determine that the public space would have value over the long term. It wasn't just a temporary situation. It was going to last for years and years. And it also was cost effective. The amount of money put into it would be equal to the amount of money that they got out of it. It wouldn't be a major burden on their budget.
Right. She said, we secured their backing. The backing of the administrators is what she's referring to. If you back somebody, it means you support what they're doing. It could be financially, but it could be just moral support or emotional support if you have someone's backing. So backing is the noun verb of, or the noun for the verb to back somebody or to back somebody up. Maybe you have a friend and he's accused of cheating on a test, but you know he didn't. So you back him up and say, hey, I was sitting right by him. He didn't cheat. I know because I would have seen it. So you can back somebody up. Backing here just means support, especially financial.
Right. So she secured their backing, their support, and now the garden thrives. It's doing quite well.
Uh-huh.
And lots of people are involved with this community space, the garden. And I suppose it involves lots of elderly people who plant tomatoes there or whatever. Everyone just loves it. Now, the interviewer says, impressive approach. That's a very impressive way to go about things, being so proactive and assembling that team. And all right, let's talk about your other activities, which, of course, probably would include those extracurricular activities that she participated in school. They may not be directly related to
her major,
yeah. but maybe she was on the volleyball team or a member of the debate team, the chess team, the guitar club, or whatever.
Right.
You could mention all those things, especially if they do have to do with your major. Yeah, I was in the gardening club. We planted corn behind the school, and we fed local beggars on the streets.
Awesome. Okay, guys, it's time for us to listen to our Chinese teacher, and then stay tuned because we're going to come back and talk about some of these useful expressions, and we have a discussion question.
Hello, everyone. 我是派老师。今天讲解的是4月10号多益单元第二天的课程 Unit 6 Gloria's University Application Interview。这是一篇对话。第一天课文内容是一封信件。同学已经学习到二阶面试的技巧。而第二天课程内容是透过应届高中生 Gloria 申请环境科学系的部分面试过程，让同学可以看到如何在实际面试当中应用这些技巧。好，我们一起来看这段对话的学习重点。好，请同学看到考官先开口 Good afternoon。请大家注意，面试的教授一开始会请大家自我介绍，就像这里 Please have a seat. Could you start by introducing yourself? 所以同学也务必在准备面试的阶段想好要怎么用中文和英文介绍自己。那当然 Gloria 非常的冷静，一开始先说谢谢，那说出自己的名字。那再来，一般而言哦，可能有些学校会希望同学避免去说自己是哪一个高中的，因为避免说会去影响考官的评分，所以请同学呢，这个是不同学校的规定，自行调整。 I'm keen on joining your esteemed university's environmental science program. 好，这里呢一开始 Gloria 就说得很清楚，我非常敬仰贵校的贵系，哪个系呢？就是环境科学这个科系。好，那 keen on joining 非常想要，很热切的期望能够做到什么事。那再来，考官先客套一下说 It's a pleasure to meet you。 那接着马上就切入要我们的 Gloria 这个申请的学生解释自己申请这所大学还有科系的动机。 What attracted you to our university and this major? 那当然要好好的解释，所以一刚开始要说到底这样的兴趣从何而来，所以我们可以看到 My passion stems from。 好，请同学把 stem from 画起来，源自于，源自于哪里呢？ A deep interest inunderstanding and preserving our natural world. 所以原来啊，我们 Gloria 她其实对于保护大自然是很有兴趣的。 I'm drawn to this university. 所以呢，我受到这所学校的吸引。 I'm attracted to your university. 那为什么？后面就会解释啦，因为这所学校很重视研究。此外呢，还有一点 community engagement。同学可能会问什么是 community engagement? 是一所大学透过外展计划，或我们英文说 outreach programs, 或工作方和当地的一些机构组织合作，积极参与社区。学生呢可以参与志工活动，满足社区的需求。那有时候呢，学校也会办公开的讲座，还有文化节庆等等活动，以强化社区凝聚力还有共同责任感。比方说，其实最主要就是希望能够 promote a sense of unity, a sense of unity, 这种凝聚力。那也希望呢，大学可以共同承担社区里面的责任。好，那再回来，我们看到 Gloria 的回答，那她呢，很清楚的看到这个系的教职员，其实对整个所谓的都市规划呢是很有贡献的。 Contributions from your faculty. Faculty 指的当然就是学校的教职员， especially in sustainable urban planning. 同学请务必把 sustainable 画起来。 Sustainable 在我们现今这个时代，尤其是近十年，可以说是一门显学啊。大家都应该要知道 sustainability， 也就是永续，或我们知道 sustainable development， 永续开发，这大家一定要知道的。因为联合国就公布了17项，在2015年的时候就公布了17项永续开发的目标。17 United Nations Sustainable Goals。 好，那再来考官接着请我们的 Gloria 说一点她在高中是否有相关的经验 related experiences。 那 Gloria 不疾不徐地说我在学校做些什么，原来她参与了一个计划，而且呢她可以说是这个专案计划的主要负责人哦。 I led a projectconverting an unused space into a community garden， 就是把闲置空间改造成社区花园。请同学特别把 converting 这个动词画起来， convert， 那当然把 A 改变成 B， 所以呢这里我们会有第一个受词 an unused space， 再来第二个受词要放 into 后面，把闲置空间改造成社区花园。那再来呢，他也说 Gloria 曾经呢实习过，这里的 intern 是当动词，他曾经在非政府组织担任过实习生。那再来他就说做一个小小的总结，这些经验 both experiences deepened my commitment to environmental science， 所以这些经验都让他呢更喜欢更投入环境科学。好，那最后一个部分是考官就说诶，你很积极啊，那有没有遇过什么样的挑战呢？所以同学在过去的经验里面，如果遭遇过挫折，千万不要觉得沮丧，这些挫折你如何克服它的，可能都是你面试里面非常好的材料。所以那 Gloria 也诚实以待，那他也告诉考官最后的成果是什么，他说服了这个社区，让他们呢不再觉得说维护成本太高不值得做。那社区也同意了， We secure their backing， 就是他们是支持的， secure 就是取得的意思。那后来这个花园呢非常的漂亮，花木这些花草扶疏非常的茂盛， The garden now thrives， thrive 就是指生命很茂盛的状态。好，以上就是我们针对多益课程第二天的内容所做的中文讲解，谢谢大家。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back, guys. We are going to be taking a look at some expressions which show anticipation. Your anticipation as an interviewee, the person being interviewed, would be you showing some enthusiasm and some, just some real passion for whatever you're talking about, especially talking about the company you want to be hired to go work for or the university. Or graduate program that you're trying to get into. So here are some different phrases that you can use if you want to show anticipation. Number one, go ahead, Tom.
Number one says, I can't wait to catch up with old friends during the holiday season. You're looking forward to this. This is something you've been thinking about for a long time. You're anxious for this thing to happen. So you can say this, I can't wait to catch up with old friends during the holiday season. Maybe, of course, during the year you're working and you don't have much of a chance to talk to each other. But during the holiday season, you can call each other up and get together for coffee and catch up on old times. Hey, what have you been up to? What changes have occurred in your life? Okay, here's point number two. Mm-hmm. You could also say, we're all looking forward to celebrating Grandma's 90th birthday. So, yes, you can't wait to celebrate Grandma's 90th birthday, or you're looking forward to this thing. You know it's going to happen. So you're anxious about it happening, and you hope it happens soon because it will make you very happy.
Yeah. You would never hear someone say, wow, I'm really looking forward to going to the dentist. Okay, so these are things you're excited about, that you enjoy. You know, we're all looking forward to getting a break soon. It'll be a holiday and we can just relax for a while. Number three, I'm itching to do something. Oh, I'm itching to try this. If you're itching, it usually because, you know, you've been bit by a mosquito or some sort of bug. And that's not a good thing, but we use it in an informal way just to say, I'm really excited to try something. I found a cooking course that I'm really itching to try. Hopefully I can free up some time and do it.
Right. So in this particular sentence, the person is looking forward to or itching to or dying to try the new French restaurant. And, of course, this person may want to order some, crepe Suzette or filet mignon or brains in black butter.
Gross.
Now, here's our discussion question for today. What was your overall impression of Gloria? Yeah, did she do a good job in the interview or could she have improved in certain areas?
Well, the portion that we were given, it sounds like she did very well. I think she sounds like a very mature girl mature graduate from her high school that knows what she wants to do and has a lot of passion for it. For me, what stood out was her ability to actually lead a project. And then when she could see that it was, causing some, causing some frustration or some worry to the administrators, she decided to put together a plan to take care of some of the maintenance costs, which is so great, especially when you consider she was a high school student.
Yeah, that stood out. Of course, a lot of people would say they're interested in doing these things, but to say that you actually have done it is even more impressive.
Yeah.
So that stood out as something regarding her experiences and responses to the questions of the interviewer. And that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. Thank you for joining us, and please join us again next time. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.